just wait until next year.
KMBA, Suzanne Vega, from her really epic presentation, Songs from an Evening with Carson McCullers, in a Broadway show she put together about the great author, and her song talking in first person from Carson McCullers' perspective about Harper Lee. Well, the song's called Harper Lee, and she's basically dissing Harper Lee for only writing one book, but it's not actually true, because Harper Lee wrote a follow-up to Kill a Mockingbird just a few years ago, right? I think I've got that right. Anyway, Suzanne Vega on KMBA. We heard from Nickel Creek and Somebody More Like You from Why Should the Fire Die? New music from Chicano Batman, Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm, Houndmouth, and Sam Beam and Jessica Hoop and the Shins all in the set. It is 8:27. Remember, Fridays KMBA puts the spotlight on local artists. This week, it's a live in-studio visit with Evan Phillips sharing new music and supporting his show Friday night at the Spinard Church of Love, the Alaska Music Spotlight, Fridays at 5:30 here on 90.3 KNBA. It is Morning Line for Wednesday. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheithlick.
And you've got a whole house full of folks here. What's going on?
That's right. Earlier we were talking about good teeth and good singing, and I kind of tease people with that. Like, people are like, hey, what's that mean? You know? Well, there's this event coming up, and so we've got a full house in the KNBA studios. We're talking about an oral cancer awareness, health fair, and singing competition. So it's quite a combination. Well, what's this about?
Well, first off, thank you guys for inviting us over. Happy Wednesday, everybody out there. So the whole purpose of this event that we're doing at the Northway Mall, partnered with Health Center Dentistry, is to connect in the community. And what we really appreciate is that there are businesses that care about our community and are reaching out. And so for me and my community, it is that if I can connect something, that's what we're doing right now. So free dental screenings to take place 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 29th. But to add a carrot into it, to hopefully entertain people while they're there and to kill some time, we threw in an entertainment piece, that music competition. So hopefully we can hear some beautiful voices while people are getting their teeth checked.
And so we've got in the house here, we've got community leader Mount Tozzi, we've got Dr. Kent Marchant, and Junior, who's also helping put together the singers and arranging things, and kind of, well, you're sort of the producer.
Sort of. How's it, everybody? I've been traveling around Anchorage with my own band itself, and we've been running into other singers and meeting kids, students, high school students that sing through programs that I do with Mao Tosi. And I've just kind of invited all my friends over to compete, and we've got about 8 artists, and there's a few more slots open for folks that want to sign up when they get there. So it's gonna be good, great. The music's gonna be awesome. There's artists from different genres, from country, from reggae to R&B, some hip hop singing as well. And so come on down. It starts at 12 p.m. and it ends at 2 p.m. But each singer will have 2 rounds to kind of fill out the competition. So they sing the first song and stuff.
And the biggest thing with this competition, it is the free dental screening. You know, that we really appreciate the opportunity to bring all this together in a community that needs to see more opportunities like this.
And, the oral cancer awareness, I've heard that incidences of oral cancer are on the rise. What do you figure on that, Dr. Marchant?
Well, on average, there's somewhere around close to 50,000 cases per year that are diagnosed of oral cancer, oral pharyngeal cancer. And then there's roughly close to 10,000 deaths a year from the disease. It's kind of a sad situation. It's not a fun thing to find and diagnose and have to tell patients. We've had a few of those where we've had to take care of and help people with that. And the big part's getting them set up with the right team and making sure they're taken care of. But the nice part is actually that over the last 30 years, the incidence has decreased with awareness. So that's the good part, is that we're having some benefits from that and that we're seeing, but we do want to be able to, allow people to have the opportunity to be checked, or that haven't been checked, or that aren't getting checked, and provide that, for those who need it.
So an event like this kind of hopes to bring people in and get them that chance to get get the service they need?
Well, it's to connect. You know, I think that part right there, to build a relationship, you know, that they're connecting with folks that like Junior and myself that have a relationship in our community, and we really appreciate that opportunity, that services that need to get into our community. And anytime that is, we are proud to be a part of it and represent however we can, and just really appreciate Health Center Dentistry for taking the lead and creating this event. And we hope that from this event, we can do more in the future and offer more screenings away from the dental. We can offer the dental, maybe blood pressure next time or a few other exams. But that's more based on businesses that care and willing to step out a little bit. So really appreciate them for coming together.
And so the event is this coming Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Northway Mall right here in our community. Anything else you'd like to add?
April 29th. So that'll be next weekend. So we look forward to seeing everybody and seeing all the talents. And just come on out to enjoy that piece and to gather. And not only while you're doing that, get your teeth checked. You never know on just stopping by on what it, and changing your life. And like we said, it's about saving lives, a lot of these things. So in communities that don't do this often, it's very important to have.
You know, one thing I would like to interject a little bit. I know that one big component of this event is the emphasis on raising awareness. I mean, is this a classic case of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Absolutely. It can go a long ways. Patients can get misdiagnosed or things can get passed on for years, and if they're not, you know, they see something, it doesn't hurt, doesn't bother them, and they just let it go. And by the time they finally see someone and get it diagnosed, sometimes it's often either too late or it's gone so far that it can be deforming physically and emotionally for the people. So being able to catch something early or to get that awareness out there and let people know that there's something that they can do about that is huge. If we can do that and provide that for people, it helps us a ton, and it helps them and makes us feel better about being able to provide those opportunities.
Okay, tremendous.
So what's the best way to learn more about this event and oral care?
The best way to learn about this event is probably go online to hcdentistryak.com. Or just look for us on, or look for me on social media on Northway Mall, or through my Facebook page, Maltosi. Is there any other contacts that can be to get the information?
Yeah, you got our Facebook as well with Health Center Dentistry. We've got a lot on there with.
And we'll be sharing a lot of messages. I think the biggest thing is trying to get the energy and excitement out there about awareness. You know, I think it's very important to have awareness in our community of all the issues, because you never know. And especially where we're located, people can walk there. And so we eliminate excuses by just walk across the street and come on over and get checked out. And maybe get some shopping, too, done at the North End Mall. Little plug.
Right on.
Okay, and once again, it's the Oral Cancer Awareness Health Fair and Singing Competition Saturday, April 29th from 11 to 2 at the Northway Mall. Frank Chiclet, thank you very much. And thank you, Doctor, and Mal, and Junior for joining us.
Thank
on
you
Morning
guys
Live.
For having
Hope
us.
Hope you have a great event.
So Frank was going to sing us a song, but next time, right, Frank?
He'll
be singing live
be
at the fair.
April 29th. We'll see you there.
Okay,
might have to do that.
Instead, we've got Otis Redding and Samantha Crane coming up next.